Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Myatt for a passed ball. Cronin moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Myatt to Burnett covering second. The throw back to home, and Cronin is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cecil moves to third. Calm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball towards left. Manish catches it. Calm tags up. Here's the throw to Cronin, who relays to Bluch, who tags Calm for the double play. Cecil scores. It's 3-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. West reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch hits a ball on the ground into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. West scores. Bluch moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Bluch scores. It's Indians, 3. Senators, 3. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge bunts off the glove of Morgan, and into shallow right field. Bluge reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Leo Moon now pitching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. Bluge scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 6-3, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Weaver moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Spencer scores. Weaver moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Senators. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weaver scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 8-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 9-3, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Weaver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Weaver reaches second base with a double. West scores. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weaver scores. It's 12-3, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Myatt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. West moves to second. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Weaver covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Weaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Weaver goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Senators. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Kingdon now playing shortstop. Howard Maple now catching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Leo Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 13-4, Senators. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing third base. Bruce Knotzer now playing first base. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. West bunts towards the mound. Moon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bludge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Maple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maple hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. West moves to third. Maple moves to second. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Weaver hits a pop-up towards first. Knotzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-3 in the game. Vozmik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Wes Kingdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer scores. 1 out. It's 14-4, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Knotzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. West takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Leo Moon. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.